Since the advent of COVID-19, the online economy has become more important than ever before. And of course, a growing competition in that space means that new entrants will probably find it a whole lot more difficult to enter markets that are already being dominated by well-known names that have established themselves. The Competition Commission is looking at all of this and they're saying, hang on, can they step in and make sure that they regulate the space and allow for new entrants to come in and also thrive? Are we pushing against innovators, or is there something to consider here? The chief economist at the Competition Commission is James Hodge, and he joins us now on the line. James, a very good morning to you. Welcome to our program.
Thank you, Bongani.
One of the concerns, obviously, is going to be around making sure that we allow innovators and innovative spaces to thrive, because this is the way of the future. Why is the Competition Commission concerned about the e-commerce space?
Well, what we've seen is that, and as you pointed out already, that often the first mover can entrench their position. And whilst they may have innovated to get there, there are other innovators out there looking at better ways to do it, different ways to do it that the consumer can also benefit from. And it's important that there's space for those innovators to come through. Obviously, if they're just copycats or don't have good ideas, they will fail as well. But we must allow other innovations to come through and challenge those dominant positions.
One of the issues that you've raised is the extent and the growing use of sponsored ranking. Explain what that is and why it's a concern to you.
So sponsored ranking is effectively when you go onto a platform, so whether you're on an e-commerce site or travel site, and you're searching for let's say, accommodation. Many of the results that you see are there because someone paid to be there, and not because they're necessarily the most relevant to your search or most suited to your search. And advertising is part of daily activity and often is useful to make, you know, raise awareness amongst consumers. But this is where, you know, if you're not informed that these are adverts, it may result in misleading you.
Right.
Maybe you selecting an accommodation place that isn't best suited to your needs. And I think why an inquiry is so useful and why public hearings are so useful often is to inform the public of what goes on behind this platform that you're using online. Very often, you don't know how those results are generated, how the platform monetizes its business, and how it treats those accommodation providers or sellers on its site. And I think it's useful for consumers to understand that in order to make better informed decisions and also to have a good public debate about how the online economy should work.
But I mean, isn't it fair to say, hang on, if you've got the pockets, the deep enough pockets to make sure that your brand is visible and the services you offer are visible to consumers, surely that's fair game.
Well, that's the questions we want to debate in public. So we haven't made a finding yet. But on the flip side, there are small sellers or new entrants who might say, well, if I can't get onto that first page, I'm not going to be visible to the customer. So as the customers move online, there's in fact less scope for my business. And we're seeing this certainly in search. So a lot of consumers start their online search on Google, and a lot of the first page is going to be adverts. So it raises questions as to whether, you know, no consumers move to the second page or if organic search is at the bottom of the page, then is there only space for the big players and are smaller players going to get any visibility online? So these are important questions, especially for, I think, South African platforms who come up against global players. And can we as South Africans share in this sort of online economy, or are we deemed to be relegated?
And in fact, if you're a smaller operator, if you own a restaurant, if you're a small town estate agency, for example, you're likely going to be charged higher fees. It's sometimes as if these platforms can afford in their minds to ignore you.
Well, you're right. And this is where, again, consumer awareness can help. So we do see in food delivery, we see in your online classifieds that typically your small players pay a higher commission or higher listing fees. And again, the question is that fair? Is that fair to those businesses? Does it make them less profitable? Does it, in fact, push up consumer prices? So on your food delivery, if you're charged a much higher commission, does that mean that that restaurant becomes more expensive, less attractive to consumers, or you as a consumer just paying more because you're using this intermediary?
But on the other hand, I mean, aren't we going to run the risk of overreaching here? Let's talk, for example, about software app stores, right? We've got Google Play for Android mobile users, and for the Apple users, they've got the Apple App Store. That's the only option, for example, if you have an iPhone. That's the scenario everywhere else in the world. How can you enter that space and regulate there?
Well, look, we're not necessarily going to regulate. So the point of a market inquiry is to exactly understand these markets much better, get the perspectives of various stakeholders, and we're confined by the regulation to only act if there are factors that hinder competition or hinder participation in a more inclusive market. And those actions would have to be proportionate to the harm. But to pick up your point about the app stores is, this is where precisely across jurisdictions globally these questions are being raised. And so, you know, we had, in fact, a recent ruling in the U.S. In Epic Games versus Apple, where it was found by the court that, in fact, some of the anti-steering commitments that Apple imposes on their apps, which is really to say prevent them from informing consumers that they could get it cheaper elsewhere, that actually does harm consumers, and it's a practice that should end. So whilst there are many global platforms out there, if all jurisdictions start to look into these and reach common findings, there may be a way of looking at how we manage this global online economy more fairly. And we need to be part of that solution as well. We can't be absent.
But also we've got to worry that if global companies look at the environment as being over-regulated, they'll simply walk away and the consumer will lose out.
Yeah, and we certainly don't want that. So that we recognize there's a lot of benefits to the online economy and what these companies have bought. And that's why it has to be an open debate. And it may be that at the end there's no action. There's no finding that this is detrimental. But if there are findings, then we would need to look at what is proportionate. So we balance that innovation, investment against the benefits to consumers and potential harms.
You're also concerned about a perceived lack of transformation.
Yeah, so we are obviously, as a mandate, the Competition Commission needs to look at in a more inclusive economy and address the historical imbalances. And I think there are questions being raised about the online economy as whether this is going to be inclusive or not. Who is best placed to take advantage of it? How do we change that? And how do we ensure that going forward, I think South Africans participate, and more importantly, also small businesses and historically disadvantaged ones. So that is a theme that we're looking at in terms of what is the landscape, how inclusive is it, and are there any features that may undermine that, and what can be done to make it more inclusive as well.
The virtual public hearings are going to be happening from the 2nd to the 19th of November. How do you want people listening to our conversation to participate? Where will they be able to get involved?
So we will be broadcasting the hearings on our YouTube channel, the Competition Commission's YouTube channel, which you can search and access. But we're also asking for businesses and smaller platforms to come forward and participate and share their views. I think we would all benefit from hearing those views. We already have a relatively full program, and that is up on our website, the Competition Commission's website, if you go to our inquiry section. But there's still scope for more voices to be heard. But I think it's important that in the media and in the public, we start to debate these points. The online economy is going to be an important part of our future. And it's important we have an online economy that benefits consumers, benefits the businesses that use it, and that is a fair and inclusive one. And if we can shape that, that would be first prize.
James Hodge, appreciate your time. Chief Economist at the Competition Commission. Those public hearings will be happening virtually. He says go to the Competition Commission's YouTube channel and you'll be able to hear those public hearings from the 2nd to the 19th of November. And no doubt, obviously, on that YouTube channel, you'll get details of how you can participate.